Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. The Trump indictment happened. Well, what does it mean? Haman's gallows? Audrey Hale, that's the biological female turned male, possessed by devils, no doubt, with a fatal obsession with herself, went on to a murderous rampage, hunting down and killing three Christian children and three Christian adults at the Covenant Presbyterian School, something like that, in Nashville, Tennessee. She left a mysterious manifesto that they won't let us see. I wonder why. Did Audrey answer her fellow tranny's call to arms? Well, maybe now, you government sycophants groveling at Fauci's feet. Maybe now he'll listen. Zero Hedge reports on a recently released study showing risk of cardiac death tripled. I said tripled for young women following the COVID death jab. Returning the right of consent to the American people. Arizona Supreme Court orders lower court to hear Lake's petition regarding signature verification. And more. The war for the Dominion continues, with important gains for us God-fearing patriots. Good news, my dear friends, or as J. Vernon McGee would say, my dearly beloved, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Well, D.A. Bragg's got his indictment. He has managed to cajole Harris, pressure, wheel and deal, prevaricate, press and pedal, and plead, no doubt with plaintive howls, you know, hinting, or with hints of the guttural tones of the devils that own him. Finally, at least 12 of the 23 carefully selected jurors in his grand jury that he paneled moved to indict President Trump for crimes that were, well, literally created by Bragg's, using legal manipulation. I mean, no, really. I went over this a while back. We won't go back over that in detail right now. There's no law broken here. The wicked Haman, I mean Bragg's, manipulated the law to create a crime where no one before him, looking at all the same data that he had, could find. And much superior legal minds than his, I'm afraid. Or anyway, the arraignment actually trumps the prior J6 travesty of justice. And one wonders if travesty is a strong enough word. It refers to an absurd, a distorted representation of something, often used in connection with miscarriages of justice. Synonyms include perversion, corruption, mockery, parody, caricature, a farce, a charade, a sham. What word comprehends all of these together? Wicked, devilish, satanic. The accuser. And the thing to understand is that Haman's plot to murder Mordecai, which is the biblical reference here when I refer to Haman, was inextricably connected to his greater plot to murder all of God's people in the kingdom. He hated anyone who served a God greater than the government. Bragg's and Garland and Biden and Hochul, the Democrats et al., have targeted all God-fearing, America-loving Christians who refuse to bow to Haman, who refuse to kowtow to the CCP-controlled government that's operating in America right now. Remember, Hochul invited all God-fearing American patriots to leave New York. But Trump has said it repeatedly, and he was right again. They are targeting all of us. He just happens to have gotten in their way between us. What you're watching is the building of Haman's gallows. And the thing to remember about Haman is that, well, he ended up being hung on his own gallows. I preached recently a message presenting Esther, which is where that story's told, as a representation of the church. And Esther, as The queen appealed to her king then with the effect of saving her people from the wicked plot of Haman. Well, I called on the church, which is the bride of Christ, to appeal to our king, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, for the deliverance of her people. You know, that holy nation, the chosen of God, that kingdom of kings and priests under God. So I extend the call to all within my voice to pray and fast 3 days. That's what Esther called for, and I think we're due for a three-day fast. Those who can set aside 3 days to pray and fast, you know, even put on some sackcloth. So you let me know if you can join me or if you can take some time in the next couple of weeks to pray and fast, to seek God's face, to save his people from the coming Democrat scourge, and especially this, that the church will be prepared, as Esther was prepared through that time of prayer and fasting, to present herself to the king and to make her petition, so that our fast will be directed toward the church getting prepared to set herself before the Lord, our King, that he might receive our petition. Anyway, the arraignment is planned for today. That's Friday, March 31st. You know, I prepare the show and post it on Friday night. The New York Police Department has been instructed to come to work in full uniform, anticipating unrest. They also have increased patrols in all 5 boroughs of the city. Although, I'm reading here, there have been no credible threats reported. Listen, friend, don't make the mistake of thinking Trump is their ultimate target, or that the J6 prisoners were anything else but a total setup, planned by Pelosi and her team of perverse and soulless miscreants, and perpetrated by their weaponized government thugs. More and more Americans are beginning to wake up. But God help us, how long are we going to be, I don't know, yawning, stretching, rubbing our eyes? We've got to wake up and step up to this challenge. A Quinnipiac poll, I guess that's how you say it, asked, do you think the Manhattan DA's case involving former President Trump is mainly motivated by politics or mainly motivated by the law? Well, the results, politics, 62%. Law, 32%. Breaking that down, GOP said politics, 93%, and law, 5%. Democrats, politics 29%, law 66%, and independents, politics 70% and law 26%. Trump's response to this, quote, this is political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history, end quote. He wrote this in a statement, and he continued, quote, from the time I came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower, and even before I was sworn in as your president of the United States, the radical left Democrats, the enemy of the hardworking men and women of this country, have been engaged in a witch hunt to destroy the Make America Great Again movement, end quote. Yeah, they're after, they don't want to shut down the whole movement, not just that man. Then then Trump grabbed Melania, and they went to a party. They went dancing. you got to hand it to this guy. Pray for Trump. Write your representatives asking what they are going to do about this. I did read that McCarthy is whipping up some response to it all. Jim Jordan's also wanting to inquire into what's behind this latest assault on the rights of the Americans and this weaponization of our government against patriots and against the political enemies of the left. So add your voice to all of that and push for justice. When I get back from the break, I'll touch on this Audrey Hale thing. You see, there's a lot more to that than is being brought out, but real quick, let me explain something, and I hope I'm rightly understood. We are engaged in a great struggle for the freedom of Christian people to worship God freely. And we're standing up against a movement that has co-opted our government and turned it against liberty, against justice, and against freedom. Bongino has said, this is not a time for sweetie pie Christianity, or whatever expression he uses there. It's time for bleating sheep to roar. You've heard me say it. Let me say it again. I resent the characterization of God's people as sheeple. Jesus did not call his disciples sheep because he considered them dumb or feeble-minded or weak. We are. But the interesting thing is, if you're paying attention, is that Christ's sheep are always, have you noticed, way out ahead of the rest of the world in understanding what the wolves are up to. The people whose dignity is seen groveling at the feet of the Faucis and the Newsoms and the Bidens and their mask mandates and death jab mandates and all that. They're not the sheep of Christ's pasture, not generally speaking. They are the vomit-licking dogs and muck-wallowing pigs, both allusions to biblical references. Christ's sheep are of a genus men of this world do not understand. The characteristic Jesus was looking at when he called his disciples sheep was this: they hear their shepherd's voice and follow him. They don't just knee-jerk follow the world or the voice of, well, the wolves, the dogs, the pigs. What the world hates about Christ's sheep is the fact that they hear and heed another master, a voice greater than theirs, a higher one. Our allegiance is ultimately to Christ and not to their anti-Christ leaders. Also remember that when John, that's the apostle, during his visit into heaven, you know, Revelation chapter 1, when he went there to receive the revelation, he wept when no one was found worthy to open the book and loose the seals. And he was told, "Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed." And then when John turned to see what he expected to be a lion, instead he saw a lamb as it had been slain. Revelation 5:5-6. Unpacking that would be a lot of fun. Essentially, it just tells us that he's a lion to the wicked, but he's the Lamb of God for us. And that's the sort of sheep we are. The sort that, if you look inside, there's a lion there. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Lighthouse Baptist Church truly is not for everybody. I understand that. I mean, you know, not everybody that goes about calling themselves Christians, I mean. All are welcome, of course. You'll not likely find a better welcome. But squishy Christianettes, they're likely to get squished here. And we're warriors, heeding a call to endure hardness like good soldiers. We are wrestlers, standing up against principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. We believe Jesus Christ is King, and all mankind are his subjects, and we're not afraid to tell Xi Jinping that he needs to bow the knee, or Biden, and all the rest of them, and that they better repent and believe on Christ to be saved from the wrath that is coming. For Christ is ruler now in this world and in the world to come, according to the Apostle Paul in the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Have you ever read it? I don't have time to coddle sissified Christianettes. I mean, we're sending out the call of the terms of surrender to the conquering king. I have very little patience with these little Christianettes who have to be cuddled all the time, the perpetual spiritual infants who've been calling themselves Christians for decades, and they continue to be in need of someone to suckle them with milk and soft bread, unable to take the meat. We need meat-eating, strong soldier Christians. And if you know that is exactly what is needed now, well, come on to the Lighthouse. I mean, if you're not in that place yet, you can get there pretty quick. But honestly, if you are looking for a place to hide from what's coming and not a place where you can take a stand and face it down, if you think retreat and hiding, like, you know, playing this game of under the radar, if you think that's the answer to what's going on, you're convinced this world is all there is for you, and you're all about preserving yourself at the expense of liberty and justice and judgment and freedom, well, like it's reputed, Benjamin Franklin said, "You don't deserve either safety or freedom." I think in that case, you'd better join those of Gideon's band who were sent home from the fight in shame, being rejected by God from the honor of the battle. Hold on through the break, my dear friends. I'll be right back.
The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to GodsWar2020.com. Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Let's take another look at this Audrey Hale thing. Audrey Hale is the biological female who decided she was male and angry at Christians who rejected her denial of reality, who rejected her demand to be affirmed in her delusions, who refused to condone her rejection of nature and of nature's God, decided to answer the call of her fellow trannies, it appears, and take up arms and go find some Christians to kill. I picked up an unconfirmed report that Audrey expressed the sentiment that if we, Christian conservative patriots, are not going to support children being mutilated in these unnatural sex change operations, that they, the militant tranny crowd, would kill our children. What is confirmed is that she went to a Christian school, one she had attended as a child, and we have video of her prowling about the halls, obviously, looking for someone to shoot. And when she came upon children leaving a classroom, she specifically targeted and in cold blood murdered 3 9-year-old children. God help those parents and comfort the hearts of those grieving. And she also murdered 3 adults, and likewise for them we pray and their family. Before Audrey went hunting Christian children to kill, her fellow trannies began tooling up to take up arms in defense of their, their right to demand everyone join them in their reality-bending insanity about gender denial? Lesbian Lori Lightfoot weighed in on the SCOTUS taking up a case in which it is anticipated the court will support legislation banning sex change operations on minors. Or maybe she was reacting to another case challenging a state law banning therapists from advising against conversion therapy. Anyway, in any event, Lesbian Lori tweeted, quote, "To my friends in the LGBTQ+ community, the Supreme Court is coming for us next. This moment has to be a call to arms," end quote. She put that out in a tweet. Hey, don't get tweaked at me for identifying Lori as a lesbian. That's what she is. That's what this crowd is all about, right? Their identification with LGBT or Q or A or plus. I don't know how whoever plus represents feels about not getting their own letter. And then you're just lumped together in plus. But anyway. And then the group called TRAN announced the April 1 Day of Vengeance rally at the Supreme Court building. And this was not an April Fool's trick, my friend. One source, the Gateway Pundit, reports discovery that that TRAN group that's organizing the Day of Vengeance event was raising money for firearms and self-defense training. Audrey, well, it appears, she answered the call of the TRAN community. After the murderous rampage, the trans community immediately jumped into her defense. Yeah. In the immediate wake of the tranny murderous child killer, at TND Tracker posted a picture of herself, I assume, in full battle gear, AR, you know, handgun and holster, upper body vest, bulletproof vest, no doubt, with her message, quote, "Kill Christ cucks. Behead Christ cucks. Roundhouse kick a Christ cuck into the concrete. Slam dunk a Christ cuck baby into the trash can. Crucify filthy Christ cucks. Defecate in a Christ cucks food. Launch Christ cucks into the sun," end quote. Yeah, real nice language. She wasn't done, by the way. TND Tracker then put up another post, another pic of a tranny with arms, and it says this, quote, "Their name was Audrey Hale. They're a martyr against transphobia. From hateful Christian bigots like you genociding us. We will defend ourselves from you. Where is your God now? Pray for mercy, because we won't show any," end quote. And they leave these up, by the way. It's really quite amazing. At first, the tranny group, actually this is a collection of tranny groups that organized together, and they came together to put out this Day of Vengeance event. And at first, they planned to forge ahead with their rally. But apparently, the Democrat controllers contacted them and warned them to back off. So they canceled the event, claiming concern about credible threats. Now, I'll need to begin wrapping this up, but please pay attention. There is a reason Jesus told you to secure arms for self-protection. That's what he told you to do. In the Gospel of Luke, he made it very clear. You and I know that we have zero intention of attacking these people or of coming after them. I mean, even when they pull something so evil as this, we continue to wait on justice to prevail, for vengeance belongs to God, not to us as individuals. We look for vengeance to be executed lawfully according to due process, like Romans 13 says. We are lawful people, but understand that we are dealing with idiots who can convince themselves of anything. Friend, if these crazy people can convince themselves that a boy can be a girl can be a boy, that kind of thing. If they, as Tucker pointed out, can ascribe themselves the power of the Creator himself to speak a word and change nature, change creation, believe me, these people can convince themselves that you are out to get them. And they can manipulate their brain around justification for the killing of children. Jesus told you to get arms to protect yourself and your family. And if you're a child of obedience and you recognize Jesus' authority, well, then you need to listen to him and do it. You have your family, friends, and your neighbors to protect, by the way. We know that everything these crazy people accuse us of is always what they are planning for us, every time. Really, how many times do we have to watch this play out before we finally get it? Look, you have been warned. I know there's this nut job, Kamau Kambon, or however you say his name, and he's openly calling for the extermination of all white people. As far as he's concerned, the solution, the only solution he can think of for the cause of black liberation is the extermination of all white people. The guy's insane, and he has some followers, but the black community at large, in general, is not like that. They're not crazy loons that go about imagining they are gods who have the power to change nature by their words or the moral superiority to justify the murder of innocent children. I heard the audience respond to this insane rant of Mr. Kambon, and it was tepid at best. And he even got a little offended, you could see, and said, well, I don't care if you applause or not, whatever. I don't think you'll see the race war that the Democrats have been agitating for a few decades now. I don't believe it's ever really going to materialize because that's not who the black community is at large. Just like there's some crazy white Looney Tunes, there are some crazy black Looney Tunes, but in the main, it's just not like that, right? There were many whites marching with Martin. Black, God-fearing, and America-loving patriots will stand with whites against any such nonsense. So I don't see that materializing. But when it comes to this crowd, I mean, people that can convince themselves, and this is white, black, whatever, this crazy transgender ideology, it's evidence of some serious mental disorder. If these people can convince themselves that a man can become pregnant and take that seriously and become so absolutely deluded, calling a Planned Parenthood to ask for the pill, they become so totally deluded that they construct their entire lives around that lie. Look, people like that, they're truly dangerous. Okay, I've got a minute or two remaining. Let me touch on a couple of things and we'll get deeper into some of this Saturday during our live stream visit. Zero Hedge reports on a recently released study showing, quote, risk of cardiac death tripled for young women following the AZ vaccine, end quote, and that would be the AstraZeneca vaccine. The Skidmore study reveals more than 200,000 Americans died in vaccine-related events in 2021 alone. And that was just the ramp-up to 2022, where the numbers are not yet out, but estimates are it will be significantly higher. VAERS shows 17,000 excess deaths with a minimum underreporting factor of 41. What in the world does that mean? Well, I don't have time to go into it, but you can read about it in the article I posted here. Essentially, it means that the actual deaths amount to a whole lot more. Among the tricks that are used to hide the truth about vaccine-related deaths is the insidious device of deceitfully defining vaccination status, so that those who die within 2 weeks of either of the two doses are considered unvaccinated, so their death isn't reported as vaccine-related. So they don't count. Most deaths do occur within that period. How convenient is that? The fact is, the largest number of vaccine-related deaths reported to VAERS in prior years, that is, pre-mRNA vaccine, was a high of 223, and that was in 1994. But the number of vaccine-related deaths reported in VAERS that mentioned COVID-19, which means it doesn't include all of them that might be related to that, but that mentioned it, is 2,087. What? You must keep in mind the powerful bias presently at work against reporting vaccine-related adverse reactions, much less deaths when it comes to the COVID-19 jab. And this is coming out all over the world. In France, for one example, quote, hundreds of French citizens suffer cardiac events after bivalent boosters, end quote. And you could get these all over the world. Now, you and I were talking about this almost within a month or two of the vaccine rollout. And we often say, better late than never. But in this case, late costs lives. Get with it, folks. It costs a lot of them, well over 200,000. And now, briefly, returning the right of consent to the American people. The Arizona Supreme Court orders lower court to hear Lake's petition regarding signature verification. And I'm glad this is a key component of the systemic fraud that plagues our elections and has robbed the people of their voice, disenfranchised them from their stake in our republic. But this could be a delaying tactic, an effort to keep the case from getting to SCOTUS too soon before they can finish working out their plan. Nevertheless, let's hope the lower court will rule justly and throw out the 2022 election for governor on the ground that the election should never have been certified. You do remember Hobbs threatened the election officials to certify or face legal consequences. They had one choice, certify, even implying jail time for them. She's a wicked old bat and deserves to be thrown out of the office she has stolen. Meanwhile, some more good news on this front. Arizona Senate Elections Committee passed a resolution to get rid of foreign-made machines. You can read the full text of it here. I posted it in my notes or the link. And so the Arizona legislature together passed that resolution to ban foreign voting machines. And, you know, Dominion is made in China. Yeah, really. And by the way, to require the company to show their source code. How about that? The ballot images, chain of custody documents, and log files. All of this must be made public. So we are gaining ground. But this is a war, and it's a time for Christian warriors to step up, not Christian wimps. Come on out to the lighthouse and join the band of the mighty. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. And again, that's brainmassage.net. Find the contact button, send me an email. You can leave a message on our listener response hotline. Dial 805. You might need the 1. So 1-805-314-2114. And when you go to the brainmassage.net, you have all the podcasts there. You can just enjoy whatever one you want. You can search for a topic you're interested in, and whatever shows that include comment on that topic will show up for you. And also you could subscribe so that the Brain Massage Show shows up in your inbox automatically when it's posted on Friday night. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World today. Go to www.books@dbp.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.